Blog Talk Radio. unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh Lord. And that word until means until the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh Lord. And until means it's limited. But unto means is beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh Lord. And if I think about this church and how about the Franklin Baptist Church from a mighty long way. Oh Lord. Yeah. Ever this show that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh, Lord. And Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh, Lord. And Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh, Lord. And I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I heard him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh Lord, and the road may be rough, the going may be tough, but I hear him saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto death. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, though it may cause my death, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes, so I hear him saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown. Oh yes, and I'm gonna close there, and I tell you just one more thing. Well, it is said that back in the days of the Civil War, when the North and the South were at war one with another, and you know how our forefathers yearned and burned to be free. And after a while, many of them learned that the Union Army was on their
well, tonight talks about ancestors. Get ready for troubled ancestors tonight as we get ready to watch the stars in the moon, Venus, Mars, and Saturn.
They all sit together.
In the same class.
We're praying for you tonight. There's no sorrow on earth or heaven cannot heal. I want to share with you tonight the word of the Almighty God. And I want you to understand that God
will open up a door for you. Every close up with answers, I share the answer to what my bed is.
East, west, north, and south. Now, as I get into the scripture,
come to me tonight. Psalm 21.
Read
that. That would be a blessing for you. We're getting ready to leave March. We're praying and rolling across Mississippi where we have the storms in California. Things are happening all over the world. But I want to say to you tonight, all is well. And as you get ready to cross over, maybe somebody, okay, I see you, Sister Jones, I got your text. Sister Jones, you asked me about your mother. I feel your mother crossed over, and as she crossed over, she walking with me and an angel.
The angels come to guide you, your ancestors, I shall say.
They come to tell you, I'm praying for every telephone call, every special love, I say our ancestors. Psalm 21, I want you to read that. I want you to read this, 2023. And I wasn't supposed to read the 23rd number of Psalm. If you're only here, I've got about 20 people on here right now. If you only put one on your phone there, I want Mary to get your Bible for the 23rd number of Psalms, so I want you to read that tonight. I'm going to go to Detroit and have Mary Hawkins, the Hawkins family, to read the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I've got a prophecy for everyone that's on there. Before you read that, I want to say to your brother and his family, I say, last night, our brother crossed over to be an ancestor. And what was waiting for him, that was Dr. Silver waiting on him as they crossed over. The spirit world always knows what the physical world is doing.
I say.
I want to tell you, Jimmy. I'm praying for you and your wife. There's no sorrow in your heart tonight. Sister Jean in Detroit, God bless you tonight. Just come in my spirit. I want to tell you all is real tonight. I see Mayor Hawkins have her hand up. Let me open up the line for her to read the 23rd number of Psalms. Glory, God is making that happen. We're praying for the people that are in Louisville, Mississippi, lost everything. They didn't lose their life. I'm going to come back and tell you about what's going on with all the different storms in different places. Because someone is not normal. Mary, God bless you tonight. How you feeling tonight?
I feel good.
When you read the 23rd number, but I want to tell you, before you read it, all is well. And this month, going into next month, it's going to be some fantastic things working for you. That you've been asking God for. And it's going to manifest itself. Okay. And you got good news today, right?
Not yet. Not till next week.
Did you get good news today?
No.
Did they tell you all well?
No.
We'll talk about that. Okay, read that scripture.
Okay, here I go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read the number 23rd number song. Amen.
That was the 23rd number song.
I want you tonight, everybody listening, read that 23rd number psalm. Read it before you go to bed tonight. And as you read it, you after you get to reading, just meditate on what you want God to do for you and your family. And I want to tell you, 45:15, everything in divine order, everything going to work out. I was at the altar today, and I was doing some things spiritual. And I pray for you also, the things will work out for you. And I want to tell you, man, all is well. It ain't what it's cracked up to be. Sometimes people will give you the wrong information. You got to say, wait a minute. I don't accept that because I'm better than that. The lady told me she had breast cancer, and she got diagnosed with breast cancer. So when the doctor said, well, you got breast cancer, she went home. And again, because she anointed her breast with alcohol that she had got from the church. And she began to meditate and pray. In her prayer, her mother came and stood there. And she said, somebody touched her breast, it was warm. And she went back to the doctor. The doctor said, the spot is gone. What happened? She said, my mother came back. The doctor looked like, you know, most doctors, they don't believe in no spiritual stuff. They believe in medicine. They believe in getting a pill for your toe ache, a pill for sex, everything. And we have become healed people. Sometimes you got to leave the pill alone and go directly to the word. Go back to Mother Nature. Go back to the greens and cornbread and the vegetables. Then take a little walk, a long walk. And where you walk and just meditate and praise God. You got to go back to the old-fashioned way to survive. I say, he allowed us to be together one more time. We got to accept God brought us together for a reason. He brought us together where we might be able to do what we need to do. So tonight, I'm going to say to you, wherever you might be, all is well. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you today. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, every and I want to tell you, whatever you need, God got what you need. All you got to do, you have not, because you ask not. Did you really ask God for what you want and accept it? You know, some of us ask God, but we don't accept it. And the doctor said, well, you're going to die tomorrow. The doctor told one of the mothers from Zachary, Louisiana. She went to see the doctor. Doctor said, mother, you be dead by Wednesday. Mother, come back to the church and pray. He's a liar and the truth of him. So can't nobody tell me I'm going to die for God. Do you know mother is 95 years old and the doctor is dead, been dead? For 5 years, and she's still living. And she's telling her testimony. What I'm trying to tell you, can't nobody tell you when you're going to go to God. My friend, brother, left on the 27th. He was born on the 27th. He crossed over to be an ancestor on the 27th. And I want to say that he was a very spiritual and a healer man. Many people come from Brother Berto. As you talk to him, I say, Berto, I'm talking to ancestors. Dr. Kirby, I say, Dr. Kirby. And when those energies meet together, they become very powerful. And I want to send that spirit out for high blood, for sugar. For tumors, whatever doctor said you got, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Now, when the people that said, God told me to tell you, go get some spring water, pray over it, get a gallon, drink it, and you drink it, and whatever's in your body will move out. I know you said, well, it's so simple. They try to make things like they, But I want to tell you, with God, all things are possible. consider all things with God is possible. You got to believe that God can heal you. See, I want to tell you, if you got a handful, if you got a bucket full of truth, he said, I heal by the mind, so you don't accept the bad news.
You go into yourself and begin to meditate.
And as you begin to meditate, a healing comes about, body, mind, soul, and spirit.
When I talk of the night with the ancestors,
they are speaking directly to you.
Okay?
God, I'm praying for you.
And I want to tell you, George, as you said you lost your wife.
You didn't lose her. God got ready, she had to go.
You don't lose nobody.
Sometimes things happen. And they go to the spirit and they become your ancestors.
You know, I like to tell you,
sometimes when you least expect
And you pray, God answers your prayer, but you're doing so many things, you don't know God answering your prayer.
You got to step back. Exodus 14:14, step back and let God heal you. Step back and let God deliver you.
Step back and give it to God and be done with it.
Some of you give it to God and go do it all over again. Once you give it to God, I say, it's already done. I talked to Brother White. I told Brother White to come on. I don't know if he's on or not. We have no problem with his knee.
I want to come on where prayer can heal.
See, when you walk the talk, when you walk the walk, you got to believe. I don't care what the doctor said. Y'all don't like me tonight. I don't care how many pills they give you. This lady had a shot of pills. And she took the pills and she bitched about all these pills. This is what the doctor gave me. Because I got good insurance, he gave me all these pills. She took them and put them down the sink. I said, look, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die praising God. I'm not going to listen to what the doctor said. When it's always said, God is the healer. And I'm trusting God for my healing. So you got to get ready. I said, trust God for your deliverance. Yeah, they're going to give you a pill for your high blood. They're going to give you a pill for sugar. They're going to give you a pill for cataract. And your body is taking all the chemicals. The pills are chemicals. They're made up of something. So you take a pill for your heart. It might mess with your kidneys.
You think it will make a heart attack.
Y'all ain't listening to me. So you got to trust in God and your ancestors.
You got to go back to the old fashioned way.
Oh, y'all ain't playing with me tonight. What I'm saying, I don't care what you're going through.
What you've been going through, God is able to get you through it.
So tonight is your night to understand your ancestors is there. Archangel Michael, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, Archangel Michael. He will work for you. And when you call on your ancestors, believe me, the angel will be right with them. And they can heal body, mind, soul. There's so many young folks going crazy now. They're taking them pills and they find them dead in the hotel. They were taking cocaine, but now they're taking them pills. Because they're making it up in laboratories and they're pouring. You can take it on a pinhead and put it to kill you. So the angel of Alphadon is the angel of death.
So Alphadon is killing a lot of young folks. One man in Chicago said his funeral home was full of young folks.
How come so many young folks? Because they disobeying God. That's what I'm saying tonight. God is ready to move you. Now, I don't ask a question tonight. Maybe you got somebody in the spirit world.
Maybe
you been having a bad dream.
You don't let
nobody give you
bad
news.
Don't accept bad news. Don't accept negativity.
You know what you tell them?
All
is well.
Everything is in divine order. God is in control.
You can't make wrong folks serve God when they've been serving demons all their life.
The wage of sin is death,
but the gift of God is eternal life.
What I'm saying to you tonight,
I say,
I'm calling on ancestors,
your grandma, your great grandma, your mama, your daddy's dad,
their spirit,
because you got their DNA, it's your blood. You can't get away from your mother,
your father.
They in the spirit world, but they still got their DNA.
They know what it takes to heal
your body. Francis, I'm praying for you tonight.
Francis,
I'm going to tell you, glow in the hospital.
But as I speak tonight,
he'll be back at home.
I said it, and I won't take it back.
And if I said it,
Like Carl Johnson said, everything is in divine order, Jerry.
God has already said it. All is well. When I say it's in divine order, that means God is fixing it. And you know, when God fixes it for you, you got to understand it. And God will fix it quick, fast. And in the hurry, God open that door. Don't worry, God will open it up for you, and you get to your quick, fast, and in the hurry. I'm asking God tonight to touch everyone that's here tonight, those that's going through something. I'm asking God to touch you and open a door for you, because He can do it. Can nobody do it like God? Okay. So get ready for a divine breakthrough tonight. And God opened up that door for you. When God opened that door, it's just what it ought to be. He's going to open it up for you quick, fast. Somebody said, Bishop, He's going to do it in a hurry. And God's going to do it for you right now. So I'm praying that God took you, and that door that's been closed, He's going to open it up for you. So I want to let you know a lot's going on. I'm praying for the people in Nashville, Tennessee. You're seeing evil everywhere. What I'm saying, you're seeing a lot of negative energy that's going on with young folks. One of the things that you find out when it's going on like that, you got to stay in divine order. That God opened up that door for you. You've got to know that God will fix it right now. Somebody said, glory, hallelujah. I'm opening up the door that every door that closed will open up. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay. Mary, you have a testimony. I see your hand up on the testimony.
You say, do I have one?
Yes.
You say, what you say? I didn't hear you.
I said, do you have a testimony that you want to give us?
Yes, I thank God every day, Bishop. I thank God every day I wake up in the morning. I thank Him for everything He's doing for me and what He's going to do for me. And I thank everybody that's on this radio show tonight that's still alive right now, Bishop. I thank everything. So I thank God for my sister still being here. And I thank God for everything. That's it. Amen.
I don't want nobody to be depressed by watching the news. You know, lady called me, said, I'm so depressed that the girl went up there in Nashville and killed them folks. And I told her, don't worry about it.
God is in control.
Yes.
And what happened, Mary, that young lady that did it, she was 20 years old, she's out of her mind.
Who?
Romans 1 and 26. Somebody get Romans 1 and 26 to me. Deborah, get 1 and 26 to me. And I want to read that 1:26. Romans 1 and 26. When you get it, just press 1 on your phone. I want to read it because I'm going to tell you what's going on in the world. God ain't made no mistake about nothing. Amen.
Amen.
So when you get it, it said, I've turned things over to a reprobate mind, doing that since I'm single. Men going with men, women going with women. That's unsingle. It's a divine law. Man and woman. That's a divine law. That's God.
Mm.
So when you go outside of God, anything can happen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So I want to say this, Jerry. I'm going to know this. And Mary. There's a lot of evil spirits out here now. They done cap them up in pills. You can take a pill and kill yourself. And these young folks don't believe that meat greasy. They take them pills and you find them dead. You find them dead. Because they're taking all kind of drugs. And some of them say, well, I got the hell of aspirin. You do? When it wasn't asking, what did you take? What I'm saying, I share my ancestors tonight. Let me see the Pearl thing. Pearl, I got you on the line. Do you have anything you'd like to contribute to us tonight, our ancestors?
I know a man, and his name is Jesus. And, Lord, I thank him for every day for being here. And I want to say to everybody, God is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I thank you for that testimony. I was at a house of prayer a couple of years ago, and Paul Jones came out of Texas, and he had caught that disease. That they couldn't fight. Everybody was upset about the age. And he sung a song that I won't complain. And he said that I ain't going to complain. I'm going to give it to God. Sometimes your complaint makes you worse. And sometimes you have to let God do something special.
When I look around,
he was at a house of prayer.
Yeah.
Sister Lena May Hamilton, one of the assistant pastors of the church, and said, Bishop, he's singing his testimony. And he's in the spirit world now. But just the song that he sung at a house of prayer. And the Sister Lena May leaned over to me and said, Bishop, you know, he's going to get out of him. And she was talking about that song he was singing was a song to give the people, let them know, don't complain. Tonight, I want to say to many of you tonight, you say you got a problem. But do you really have a problem? You got to rest and smoke the man down in Mississippi. So I got nothing but a suitcase. But I'm all right. I got my health and strength. You know, down in Mississippi, somebody seen what happened down in Mississippi. It was something else. That storm, I think it was 240 miles an hour. I think that's what it was. I ain't sure. But it was gone. God has been so good to you tonight. I'll show you how to answer this. a lot going on, but God is in control. And tonight, as I pray for you tonight, I'm going to tell you deliverance is on his way. Deliverance is on his way. I'm just going to let you know. Healing is on his way. Breakthrough is on his way. So I just want you to know that tonight, whatever you're going through, go through it. That young man sung that song at the church and told the church that people shouting, crying. And I just wanted to share that with you tonight, you that feel that problem. With God, all things are possible tonight. I say. And when you stand, you've been lied on, talked about, but God's going to make you rise up. Whatever you need, God got. And Prophet John always said this, and in all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. And Bishop used to say this all the time. Wonderful. It's wonderful to know that you're in the land of the living. It's wonderful to let you know that God got something special for you. God opened up a door. And God is doing something for you. And whatever been messing with you, God has already touched you and brought you to another level. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you tonight. God is just good anyway. Amen.
Unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life.
As I play this record, Father, open our eyes, east, west, north, and south. We're praying for those.
Open eyes that we may see to burn.
pray for God to become faithful. Sometimes you have to let go and let God and let Him do something special for you.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
So whatever problem you've got, just let it go.
And give it to God. He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do? For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out. How do I know?
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works. What I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
Dangle it in your face.
That's how God works.
That's how God works.
God is all-loving and forgiving.
I've seen Him do it.
He just delivered my friend's mother from a 40-year drug addiction. Don't you tell me God can't work miracles.
God
failed.
whatever you need. God got it. Whatever you need tonight, God got it. I want you to receive what God got for you tonight. I'm praying for every lover, every telephone call. If God needs to plant a seed and God got something for you, just tonight, all the planets, Venus, Mars, is in a single file. They line up. And like I told you, there's a lot going on within the planet. So you got to stay proper. God do something special for you. So we're just uplifting our ancestors tonight.
Frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, would leave very often without sufficient drink. Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool. And the one in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out there, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid. I think that's what God does for us who have faith in Him. Sometimes life's billowy sea is too restless for our timid souls to drink. But God has a way of opening up a private pool and letting our souls drink to the soul's satisfaction. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Yes, He does. He opens up a private pool for my soul. And not only that, He restores my soul. Soul is pretty hard to define. Nobody can really say what soul is. I think as close as we can come is to say it's a little part of God. And then soul has been defined as being one's ability to sympathize. One's ability to be considerate. One's ability to be considerate and compassionate. One's ability to be unselfish. Isn't it so? So that if you've lost your ability to sympathize with others, if you are only interested in your own welfare, if you are inconsiderate of everybody but yourself, you have lost your soul. And David seems to have found himself in that condition on one occasion. And then he went to God. And he created in him a clean heart. And renewed a right spirit within. And then restored his soul. I wish you knew what I was talking about tonight. Restored his soul. Here's his soul. No wonder then he said, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. He leadeth me. It is said that Dr. Chu, the great Chinese Christian, one day was standing out on a hill overlooking a little city in China where he was born. It is said that the Japanese planes, when China was at war, flew over and bombed the home of his birth. Bombed the bank. At this same passage, the 23rd Psalm. And when everything was gone, he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me. But you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way. The way of truth is a narrow way. The way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way. Certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way. And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God. But the reason why I do not lose my way always, the Lord leads me. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by the still water. He restores my soul. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh Lord, he leads me in paths of righteousness. Oh Lord, he's holding my hand, otherwise I'd go astray. Oh Lord, I'll take the road to destruction. But the Lord is holding my hand. Oh Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight. But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that He's leading me. leading me around the bend, leading me around the pitfall, leading me around every snare, leading me. I don't know if you know what I mean, right? But the Lord is leading me. And I got David saying not only that, yea, though I walk through the valley.
Well,
you know, some people feel that this is when you die.
Yeah.
Hold on. But I'm not only in death's shadows when I die.
Well,
sometimes in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Hold on. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart,
well,
the only reason why I don't give up, my God,
yeah,
his Lord and his faith,
yeah,
by my side.
Yeah.
Don't have to get in any hurry.
Yeah.
Somebody may say, well, don't you know life's valley is dangerous?
Yeah.
And don't you know it's fraught with death?
Yeah.
And if you got to go through, you ought to hurry,
yeah,
and go on through.
Yeah.
I tell those people, no,
yeah,
I'm in no hurry.
Yeah.
I can just walk, take my time.
Yeah.
Not even anybody hurry. Afraid, I feel him near me. Oh Lord, and when enemies have predicted that I'm through, when enemies have said that he's finished, oh Lord, he doesn't have anything. See me eating and see bread on the table. Oh Lord, he put the diet and the menu of love on my table. He put the menu of peace on my table. He put on the menu inner contentment and satisfaction.